I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. Now, what is it that I want to hear? What is it that I want to know? What is it that I want to hear ringing through my consciousness, ringing through my mind, ringing through all of the ideas that are going on inside of me? What is it that I want to hear? Well, what I want to hear is that, Herb, you're great. Herb, you're wonderful. Herb, you look just fantastic. Herb, you are a most fantastic, marvelous person. Herb, everybody likes you. Herb, everybody thinks you're wonderful. Herb, everybody wants to support your programs that you have brought forth by the University of Healing, the University of Philosophy, the School of the Master, Worldwide Healing Ministry, the Absolute Monastery, all of these wonderful organizations that you've established. Everyone wants to support them, and everybody wants to back them up, and everybody thinks that they're just great. I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. Now, what do I want to hear? I want to hear that all the things that I have brought forth in my consciousness, in my world, in my experience, are things that I want to hear. I brought forth all sorts of things that I want to see are a blessing to the world, a blessing to me, a blessing to all life, because they are the truth. Now, I'm not alone in proclaiming that things are the truth. Everyone every day talks about things that are the truth, things that are fantastic, things that are magnificent. And yet, are they really? Are they really magnificent? Are they really fantastic? Are they really glorious? Are they really what we believe? And the answer is yes. They are that. But I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. In the world, there are comments pro and con for every activity of life. Yes, there are. In the world, there are comments pro and con, for and against, every possible thing that ever could be. And all of these things are going on in my world. All of these things are going on in everyone's world. Now, if we listen to things that we don't want to hear, meaning things that are not supportive of our dreams, our goals, our desires, our program for ourselves, then we are in trouble. So we have to be very selective. I have to be very selective, and I am. I listen only to those things that are supportive of the goals that I have for myself. I listen to only those things that are magnificent and uplifting in every possible way of who and what I am. And you know, that's what it's all about. That's what it's all about, just being who and what I am. Now, I don't need to go out and prove to anybody that I like me. I don't need to go out and prove it, because everyone looks at me and they say, Herb, you like yourself, don't you? And I say, yes, I do. I like myself, and I like all the people in my world who are my creation, because I created them all beautiful and good, just like I created myself, beautiful and good. So I like me. I like myself. I like all of my goals. I like all of my desires. I like all of my choices in life, and I like it. I like it so very much that I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. Now, I want to hear that all people who are interested in philosophy and interested in the ideas that we share here find this a very blessed experience for them. All people who are interested in being themselves and having fun, they find that the keys are right here in the University of Healing. The experience of wholeness is right here in the University of Healing. The experience of goodness is right here in the University of Healing. It is what life is all about. It is what our world is all about. It is what we dream for ourselves, because we know that it is that wonderful quality that makes us who we are. Now, people don't like you because you don't like yourself. People like you because you like yourself. People want to be in your world because you think you have a good world and you think everything is coming up roses. People want to be in your world because you want to be in your world. True. So, I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. What I want to hear is that everyone loves me, that everyone loves my programs, everyone loves what I'm doing. I want to hear that. I know that. I broadcast that and I share that with everyone wherever they may be. They want to be where I am, and how wonderful that is, and how good that is. But that's my creation. I am the creator of my world. I am the creator of all the activities that go on in my world. I'm the creator of all the experiences that are in my world. These are the things that I want to hear. And I can only hear them if I, every moment of my life, practice these things, live these things, believe these things, put these things into focus in my life, and as I put them into focus in my life, they become my reality. They become that which I am. They become all that matters, and it's wonderful. It's very wonderful, because when I do that, then I am in charge. And how can I be in charge? I am in charge only because I have chosen to take charge. I have chosen to believe that the world is wonderful. I have chosen to believe that I am wonderful. I have chosen to believe that all is wonderful. I have chosen to believe that I am the creator of all that exists in my life. I create them in my heart. I create all experiences in my heart. And they are good and very good. And as I do this, I only experience good and very good because I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear. And what I want to hear is what I'm broadcasting, what I'm telling the world, what I'm sharing with everybody. That's what I want to hear, and that's what I do hear, because that's me. That's my reality. That's my life. That's my experience. That's my world. That's where I'm going, and that's why everything is coming up roses for me. Everything comes up roses for me because I like me. Everything comes up roses for me because I like everyone in my world. And that's you. That's you. You, wherever you may be, whoever you are, I like you. I like you because I created you listening to me. I created you talking to me. I created you being in my world and being in my world in a wonderful, glorious way. I created that. I created that. I choose to listen. I practice the art of listening, so to what I want to hear. And when I practice the art of listening to what I want to hear, I hear what I want to hear. I know what I want to know. I am what I want to be. Practicing the art of listening to what I want to hear, it doesn't take a lot of work. It just takes liking myself. Because when I like myself, I don't listen to things that are making me unhappy. I don't listen to music that doesn't turn me on. I don't listen to conversations that don't uplift and create a beautiful world around me, create a beautiful world in me and for me and through me. I am totally in charge of practicing the art of listening to what I want to hear. You too can listen to what you want to hear. What is it you'd like to hear? Now, you're not talking publicly. You're not going out and saying to all the people of the world, look at me, I'm wonderful, I'm good. You don't say that. They'll all laugh at you. And you don't need that. You need, or you don't need anything, but you choose to have everyone smile at you with joy in their heart. You choose to have everyone respect you and love you. You choose to have everyone be magnificent in your world. And for everyone to be magnificent in your world means you must be magnificent first. Because you cannot have magnificent people in your world if you are not magnificent. You'll always look outwardly and say, oh, aren't they wonderful? My goodness, look at how grand they are. They do everything and they do it successfully and they just have such fun doing it. And you could do that too. You do that when you practice the art of listening to what you want to hear. Today, practice the art of listening to what you want to hear. And in practicing the art of listening to what you want to hear, you will begin to realize it echoes back into your life. It flows back into your consciousness. It reveals itself wonderfully and beautifully and fantastically, and you feel so content. You feel that life is really worth living. You feel that you have made the right step because you're practicing listening to what you want to hear, and you are making the choice, and you are listening. Today, with me, listen to that song of love, joy, peace, harmony, of what you want to hear, and realize that it is your choice and your delight. Know that I love you very much. That's why I created you in my world. And you are wonderful. And so it is.